Well, I'm wearing something a little different than what I wear usually, huh? This belonged to a very good friend of mine, another United Methodist pastor. His name was R. Harold Hips. And R., he didn't use his whole first name, he just used his initial, died a couple of weeks ago. I got to help celebrate his life yesterday, and he asked me to wear this. And so I did, and I'm wearing it today, and I'll be wearing it again at the Jazz Mass in memory of my dear friend. Now, when I was a little boy, we had a big garden, and my dad allowed me to have one row that I could plant whatever I wanted to in, and I wanted to plant peanuts. Now, you probably get peanuts in a jar or maybe in a canister or a can, and they don't have the shell on them. But when they grow in the earth, they have a shell on them. Well, to plant them, you can either plant the whole shell or you can take them out of the shell, making sure not to get the kind of reddish cover off of it. You put them in the ground, and then you water them. Now, we didn't have a hose that you could bring all the way out to the garden, so I would have to fill a bucket with water and go water my peanut plants. I'd fill another bucket and go out and water it. And then all you could do was wait, because there wasn't any way I could make it grow. But after a while, you would see a little sprig sticking up through the ground. And before long, you would have a big peanut plant. Now, peanut plants have little flowers that grow on them. And when those flowers begin to wither and go away, you take the dirt around the plant, you take a hoe and you loosen all that dirt, and you cover up those blossoms with dirt. That's supposed to help the peanuts grow. But you still don't know if they're growing or not. You come, you keep bringing the water, you keep loosening the dirt, but you don't know unless you have peanuts, that you have peanuts until you go out there at the end of summer, and you take the plant, and you pull it up, and there, from under the ground, it had been growing without you seeing it all that time, were peanuts. Sometimes you'd have a few, sometimes you would have a lot, but it was always a kind of little miracle to me when I would pull that plant up, and there were those peanuts. I knew that while I planted the seeds, and while I carried the water, while I helped cover up the blossoms, I didn't make those plants grow. I didn't make those peanuts grow. God made those peanuts grow. And the same is true with us. There are people who come around and they'll say something to you. It's kind of like planting a seed. They'll teach you how to be kind to each other. They'll teach you how to speak words of love to other people, to welcome them. But somebody else has to come along and encourage you, kind of like me carrying the water. Somebody else may come along and kind of get you all shook up or disturbed, like when I loosen the dirt around it or cover up the blossoms. But all of it is to help you grow as followers of Jesus. Now, this is an image that St. Paul used about how we grow as followers of Jesus. He was talking about how one person plants a seed and another person waters. And he didn't add this, but he didn't grow peanuts either. He loosened the dirt around it and covered up the blossoms. But all of it was for one purpose, so that we could be followers of Jesus Christ. So as you listen to the sermon, think about that a little bit and see if it makes a little more sense as I talk about it some more. Okay? Let us pray. Thank you, God, for bringing people into our lives who plant the seeds of faith, who water those seeds. Thank you for those who come and disrupt and disturb us. Thank you for those who may cover the blossoms so that a deeper faith may grow. And especially thank you for the love that you have shared with all people through Jesus the Christ. In his name we pray, amen. Thank you all.